Today is Saturday, November 29th. Good morning for WRCO News. I'm Caitlin O'Connell. The first major snowfall of the season is making its way through the area today. The National Weather Service has issued a winter storm warning until 6 a.m. tomorrow morning. Areas along and south of Interstate 90 are expected to receive at least 6 inches of snowfall, with the highest amounts favored in northeast Iowa and far southwest Wisconsin, where 8 to 12 inches of snow are expected. Heaviest snowfall rates are expected this afternoon over northeast Iowa and southwest Wisconsin, approaching 1 inch per hour at times. Snowfall tapers off west to east late tonight through tomorrow morning. Winds will increase tonight and a period of blowing snow may occur. Avoid travel if you can. If you must travel, keep an extra flashlight, food, and water in your vehicle in case of an emergency. We will keep you up to date on weather conditions and cancellations or postponements here on WRCO, on WRCO.com, and on our Facebook page. With today's storm, travel can be challenging and stressful. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation suggests some simple guidelines to follow that will help ensure you reach your destination safely. Before heading out, learn the latest about highway conditions and incidents by visiting 511wi.gov. Let others know about your planned route and expected arrival time. Fully charge your cell phone. Clear snow and ice from your vehicle's windows, front and rear lights, roof and hood. Ensure everyone is buckled up. Take it slow, allow extra time and following distance. Turn on your vehicle's low beam headlights. This helps you see what's ahead and helps other drivers see you. Sudden braking or steering can cause you to lose control of your vehicle. Use brakes early and carefully. Don't be overconfident in your four-wheel or all-wheel drive vehicle. All vehicles require additional time and distance to stop in adverse conditions. Watch for snow plows. Stay at least 200 feet behind a working plow and use extra caution if you decide to pass. Keep a safe distance behind large trucks. During severe winter storms, consider postponing your trip until travel conditions improve. Stranded vehicles and motorists create additional hazards for plow operators, law enforcement, and other emergency responders. More about travel tips can be found at wisconsindot.gov. A mobile home fire results in arrest for arson. Vernon County Sheriff Roy Torgerson reports an arrest of Ora H. Wallace, age 67, of rural Viroqua. On Thursday afternoon at approximately 3:30, the Sheriff's Office 911 Dispatch Center received a report of a mobile home fire along County Road SS, rural Viroqua, in the town of Liberty. Responding to the fire were the Viola, Viroqua, and Reedstown Fire Departments, Kickapoo Valley Rescue Squad, Viroqua Police Department, and the Sheriff's Office. The family residing in the mobile home were in the process of moving out, but not home at the time of the fire, which resulted in a total loss. All units were cleared from the scene that evening by 6 o'clock. Information quickly developed indicating that the fire was set intentionally. The investigation continued, and Ora H. Wallace, who lives across the road from the mobile home, was arrested for arson and transported to the Sheriff's Office Detention Center. A probable cause affidavit has been submitted for review, and Wallace is expected to appear in Vernon County Circuit Court on Monday. Formal charges will be sought through Vernon County District Attorney Angela Palmer Fisher. The incident remains under investigation by the Sheriff's Office and the Viola Fire Department. Assistance has been sought through the State Fire Marshal, an extension of the Wisconsin Department of Justice. Attorney General Josh Call announced that the U.S. Department of Justice has stated that it will not apply restrictions to Critical Victims of Crime Act and Violence Against Women Act services supporting survivors of domestic violence and other crimes. Last month, Attorney General Call and a coalition of 20 other attorney generals sued DOJ over unlawful new conditions that threatened to cut off critical legal services for survivors who could not immediately prove their immigration status. As a result of the lawsuit, DOJ reversed course and indicated that the federal government will not apply the restrictions to states' Victim of Crime Act victim assistance and Violence Against Women Act funds, ensuring that survivors can continue to rely on these critical supports regardless of immigration status. For decades, Victims of Crime Act and Violence Against Women Act programs have enabled states to support survivors of domestic violence, sexual assault, human trafficking, and other violent crimes. These grants fund services such as legal representation for protective orders, custody and visitation matters, child support, housing and relocation assistance, and victims' rights assistance that help survivors escape abuse and rebuild their lives. Victims of Crime Act and Violence Against Women Act also fund rape crisis centers that provide urgent support to victims of sexual assault. Congress designed these programs to reach every eligible survivor, regardless of immigration status, because public safety depends on ensuring that all victims can seek help, report crimes, and rebuild their lives without fear. As a result of the Attorney General's lawsuit, DOJ has taken the position that the challenge restriction cannot and will not be applied to any current Victims of Crime Act, Victim Assistance, or Violence Against Women Act grant awards. A milk recall affects several stores in Wisconsin. Prairie Farms announced the recall Wednesday of select Prairie Farms gallon fat-free milk produced at its Dubuque, Iowa facility and distributed to Woodman stores in Wisconsin and Illinois. A news release says some of the products may contain food-grade cleaning agents, which could cause illness if consumed. The affected milk has a code date of December 8th, a plant code of PLT-19-145, and was produced between the times of 1751 and 2123. Those who purchased the product with that coding should safely dispose of it or return it to the store for a refund. Small Business Saturday is today. Wisconsin's Better Business Bureau encourages consumers to check out small, local, and independent businesses participating. This day celebrates small businesses and all they do for the communities. Created in 2010 by American Express Small Business Saturday, the day after Black Friday is a perfect time to stop in or shop online to support your local independent business retailers. You can often find unique and personalized gifts that have the personal touch of a local business. Shopping locally, whether in person or online, ideally online with today's weather, benefits the Better Business Bureau, which encourages shoppers to invite friends and family and turn the shopping event into a friends and family extravaganza. Visit your favorite local stores or explore a new one. Take time to get to know the business owners and local community officials and get a head start on the holidays while enjoying time with loved ones. Also, don't just shop small, eat small. Many people think shopping at local retail stores is the only way to participate. However, small, independently owned restaurants, bakeries, and coffee shops would love to invite new customers while they're out and about. You can find more on Small Business Saturday information and shopping online at bbb.org. The Jamaican Mission Program in Richland Center is collecting relief supplies for Jamaica through December 3rd, following Hurricane Melissa. High priority items include personal care products, clothing for ages 3 through adult, and construction fasteners like nails and roofing screws. A few large items like a pressure washer, chainsaw, and push lawnmower are also needed. You can also donate online or purchase items from their Amazon list. Visit JamaicanMissionProgram.com for links and details. Today's donation drop-off at the Phoenix Center that was supposed to be held from 10 until noon has been canceled due to the weather. If you wish to drop off a donated item, if you have any questions, or if you want to offer to help, contact Brian Myers at 608-604-5395. The Jamaican Mission Program is a local nonprofit that has supported Jamaican communities since 2008. The Pratt Memorial Chapel of Richland Center will be holding a service of remembrance tomorrow at 1 o'clock. Loved ones will be honored with their name on a ribbon that will be placed on a memorial tree at the front of the chapel. Following the service, the ribbon can be taken home as a keepsake. The afternoon will include special speakers, Father Nathan Kuhn, Pastor Jan Starr, and Ron Fruit. Music will be provided by Juan Hansen and David Harper. Light refreshments will also be served. If you cannot attend in person, the service will be live streamed on PrattFunerals.com.